Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has ventured to Stafford, not only to meet a fellow brewer in Steve Layton, but an amazing guy of coffee. I mean, I have been picked up from Stafford train station. Well, I've been emailed this morning. I've been texted just to make sure that I'm actually welcomed by him. And so I was. I got out of the train and there you stood. You know, I saw you before you saw me. But I'm in absolute awe. I'm here in Stafford. We're just a little bit outside of Stafford in the country.
Yeah, we're about 4 miles outside of the centre.
And it is, has been towers. I have finally arrived. As you probably know, the colour here is predominantly red. Everything's red. And it's fantastic. I've had an hour and a half chat with you, Steve, and it was just fascinating. I've had the grand tour, but I think you've got to do some talking. How many roasters do you have in total, and how many beans have you been roasting today alone?
Well, there's four roasting machines, three roasters if you include Gary, who's on annual leave today. So there's just been me and Roland. We did start a bit early this morning, but I think we're up to about 70 odd roasts today and about 700, 800 kilos. So,
and do you still get a kick out of roasting? Because you told me you haven't been roasting for a while, but you've gotten back into it today.
Yeah, no, I love roasting. I think, you know, when you're good at something in life, it's very rare in life you're really good at something. I wanted to be really good at football, but I was awful. But I think I'm quite good at roasting. And other people have told me I'm quite good at roasting, so I'm going to believe them. And when you kind of get back to doing it and you realise you are, you know, how easy it is. Like, for me, roasting doesn't take any thought or any energy. It's actually just kind of happens. People say, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because the beans told me to.
You're in your flow.
Yeah, you just kind of get going. So I love getting back at the roastery. It's the one place that nobody talks to me as well, so, which is good. I don't have email and I don't have telephones ringing in my ears. I kind of turn them all off for 20 minutes while I'm there.
Now we spoke on in the car as we travelled to here, to this big empire of a building.
You make it sound much grander than it is.
No,
it's an industrial estate in Stafford. It's a shed.
Well, not really. I mean, it's very nicely kitted out with amazing machines. You also told me you were the first one to have the La Mazzocca, the linear.
The new one, yes.
Obviously, it's got red buttons on it.
They come as standard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I didn't ask for the red buttons. I would have, but no, they came as standard. Mazzocco have learnt.
But let's just kind of wind it back, because you've been in business now technically 13 years, but you just want to count the last 10 years.
I think so. I mean, because we've been roasting coffee for 10 years, and I think that's what everybody knows us as now. You know, that's what we are. Started in my garage at home with a little 2 kilo roaster that you saw down in reception as you came in. It's been a fun 10 years. It's took me on a lot of exciting journeys, a lot of interesting flights, lots of interesting people. And kind of, it's a term that everybody kind of cringes and, you know, he's kind of like, ugh. But, you know, living the dream is something that is pretty much 10 years ago, this was my dream.
So why coffee? Because the other thing you told me at the age of 7, what happened?
Oh, well, I was kind of a weird kid. I decided I wanted to be a prison officer, which was a really bad choice, but I also wanted a filter coffee maker. So I was brewing coffee because we had a little shop called Snape's in Wolverhampton that used to roast coffee, and just fell in love with the place. It's a very oldie, worldy style place. It's closed down now, unfortunately. But it was just a real kind of hark back to old style kind of brown paper and tea and coffee beans and just really interesting.
So it romanced you into doing what you're doing, really?
I think so, and I use it very much as an influence for where I am today. You know, it was kind of, without that, I'd have never had that interest in coffee. I never revisited that interest when I was a little bit older, and then finding this whole specialty movement.
It's pretty safe to say that you have an amazing skill for just knowing, doing the right thing when you stood in front of your roaster. Now, what comes with your senses? You were saying, you know, engaging the senses is really so important every step of the way.
Oh, for sure. I think you would never cook food by numbers. You would never look at, you know, you may use a timer as a guide, but you would never go, it's 12 minutes, 22 seconds, I must take this steak off. You know, you would smell, you would listen, and you would look. And you would use those senses to see what's happening. And I don't see roasting coffee any differently to cooking food. I think it's exactly the same. You wouldn't cook food by, you know, a machine. You wouldn't have something that put the heat up at certain times and dropped it down at other times. You would look at what you were doing in an artisan kind of way and make sure you were doing everything properly. Because, you know what, your kitchen might be a bit colder, so you would change the way you cooked it. You may have a different style of meat, so you want to make the pan warmer, so the charge temperature warmer. Mm-hmm. All these things can relate across to coffee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you say you're a very instinctive kind of person?
I think so. I don't like kind of following, painting by numbers, you know. Mm-hmm. Because when you paint by numbers, yes, you may get more consistency, but I don't think you get something that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get something that's artisanal, something that is different, mm-hmm. you know. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't want the same every time. I want to be in the same ballpark, of course. You know, mm-hmm. consistency mm-hmm. is important, mm-hmm. but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is delicious every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you strike me as somebody that's got this flair for adventure on the one sense, but also just, you know, to produce something that is just better than average.
Sure. I definitely feel a responsibility to produce amazing, and you know, I have a responsibility to the farmers to do that too.
That's brilliant. Now I think we're going to do some cupping.
Yes,
let's go do some cupping. Thanks very much for now.